Hawk Inlet is healthy, according to state officials. That's the message Ann Goon received about 3 weeks after the mayor raised concerns about high levels of mercury found in a subsistence seal. But as KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins explains, Ann Goon's mayor doesn't feel comforted by the report.
In the 20-page document, the state agencies say they appreciate the citizen science used to determine the seal had high levels of mercury. The letter cautions children, the elderly, and pregnant women against eating certain parts of an older seal, like the liver. For everyone else, the department recommends limiting consumption. Other traditional foods, it says, are safe to eat. But Angoon's mayor, Albert Howard, says he doesn't feel heard by the agencies, and the information isn't practical.
When you spend $40-something dollars for gas in Angoon to go hunting, you're going to make the most of it. If you see one seal and it just happens to be the older one, that's a risk people are taking, and nobody's going to eat 4 ounces of seal meat.
Ali Hamade, an environmental public health program manager with the health department, says older seals store up more mercury in their organs. They can swim far distances.
Chances are that seal picked up some of the mercury from Hawk Inlet and from outside Hawk Inlet, depending where that seal spent its life. And with mercury in particular, it builds up with age. It bioaccumulates.
The place where the seal was harvested is also home to Hecla's Greens Creek Mine, which, according to the letter, is meeting its permitted conditions. But it doesn't discount the origin of the metals could have come from there. Historical mining could be a factor. So could natural occurrences like drainages and streams. KJ Metcalf says he found some parts of the letter puzzling. He's part of the environmental advocacy group that took the tissue sample of the seal. And he says some of his concerns weren't addressed. His group and Angoon questioned why a 1981 baseline study before the mine was up and running isn't being reproduced to test the quality of the water.
I'm really curious as to why there's such reluctance to use it, because I think it's the gold standard that is going to give a definitive determination as to the health of the inlet.
Metcalf says the study, which was lost and rediscovered in an old Forest Service file, offers a better glimpse of the pre-mining conditions. But the state's rep for the Department of Environmental Conservation says the testing that's done now is more streamlined, less broad. The 1981 version would require more resources, and the state could have difficulty imposing and monitoring it under the mine's current permit. It wasn't brought up in the letter because it's been discussed before. Still, when it comes to where the mercury is coming from, no one can say for sure. Albert Howard says that's not comforting.
I want the state to come in and deal with this in a timely manner so we can move on and make sure the health and well-being of our food supply is good. It's that simple, so our people can take care of themselves like they've always done.
The Alaska Environmental Public Health Program has offered hair sample tests to Angoon's residents to determine their levels of mercury. The state is considering the possibility of testing more seals. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.